AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The attorney for a fired University of Cincinnati police officer says don't jump to any conclusions.
There are two sides to this thing that the case will ultimately be tried and decided in a courtroom.
Ray Tensing pleaded not guilty to murder and voluntary manslaughter for the shooting death of a driver during a traffic stop. There was this reaction from people in the courtroom and later from the judge after it was announced bond was set at $1 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a courtroom. You will conduct yourselves at all times appropriately.
Tensing's attorney says his client is in shock and very depressed. The Senate made sure states will keep getting federal money for highway projects. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
After passing a six-year highway bill, the Senate joined the House in approving a three-month extension of federal spending for transportation projects. That beats a Friday night deadline to keep money going to states. The vote was 91-4. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the extension until the end of October buys time for the House to put together its own longer-term measure.
We all want the House to have the space it needs to develop its own bill.
This is the 34th short-term extension, underscoring the desire for a long-term solution. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The FBI is part of the investigation after two Confederate flags were left near Martin Luther King Jr.'s church in Atlanta.
In the wake of all that's happening in our country, whatever the message was, it was clearly not about heritage, it was about hate.
Reverend Raphael Warnock is pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church. Two white men were seen on surveillance video leaving the flags. Jurors in the Colorado movie theater shooting trial of James Holmes received instructions before the next round of deliberations to decide if there's any reason to override a potential death penalty. The closing bell on Wall Street, stocks mixed, the Dow finished down 5 points. This is AP Radio News. An AP investigation found athletes in the Summer Games next year in Rio will be swimming and boating in waters contaminated with human feces. Richard Budgett is the medical director of the International Olympic Committee.
We're doing everything we can and following all the expert advice to make sure that there is no increase in risk for the athletes and their health is protected.
Brazilian officials have assured that the water will be safe for the Olympic athletes. Big trade in baseball. Detroit has sent pitcher David Price to the Toronto Blue Jays. Tom Brady's lawsuit against the National Football League will be heard in New York, not Minnesota. The league upheld Brady's four-game suspension over underinflated footballs. Patriots coach Bill Belichick was asked about it.
I'm worried about today's practice and how our team performs. I don't have any control over all the other questions that have been asked here.
Brady was at today's first day of training camp for the Patriots. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.